So I decided to ask why. And the first thing I did was I emailed some professors who specialized in skeletal muscle physiology and pretty much said, hey, it seems like cancer doesn't really go to skeletal muscle. Is there a reason for this? And a lot of the replies I got were that muscle is terminally differentiated tissue, meaning that you have muscle cells, but they're not dividing. So it doesn't seem like a good target for cancer to hijack. But then again, this fact that the metastases didn't go to skeletal muscle made that seem unlikely. And furthermore, that nervous tissue, brain gets cancer, and brain cells are also terminally differentiated. So I decided to ask why. And here's some of, I guess, my hypotheses that I'll be starting to investigate this May at the Sylvester Cancer Institute in Miami. And I guess I'll keep investigating until I get the answers. But I know that in science, once you get the answers, inevitably you're going to have more questions. So I guess you could say that I'll probably be doing this for the rest of my life. So some of my hypotheses are that when you first think about skeletal muscle, there's a lot of blood vessels going to skeletal muscle. And the first thing that makes me think is that blood vessels are like highways for the tumor cells. Tumor cells can travel through the blood vessel, and you think the more highways there are in a tissue, the more likely it is to get cancer or to get metastases. So first of all, I thought, you know, wouldn't it be favorable to cancer getting skeletal muscle? And as well, cancer tumors require a process called angiogenesis, which is really the tumor recruits the blood vessels to itself to supply itself with nutrients so it can grow. Without angiogenesis, the tumor remains the size of a pinpoint, and it's not harmful. So angiogenesis is really a central process to the pathogenesis of cancer.